What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. And it's Friday, August 14th, 2020. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have got a lot of things to talk about. And when we're done talking about those, the phone lines will open up. As usual, this being Friday, the lovely lady Claire will be joining us in hour number two. So let's get right on into it. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, keeping you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. All righty. Now, the breaking news happening today is apparently Kevin Kleinsmith, who was assigned to the Russia investigation, plans to plead guilty that he altered an email from the CIA that investigators relied on to seek renewed court permission in 2017 for a secret wiretap on the former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page, who had at times provided information to CIA. So he's admitted his lawyers are saying it was a simple, honest mistake. Well, when you're transcribing, maybe you can make a mistake. But when you take an email and you alter the contents, anyway, it's a plea deal, and it's hardly a smoking gun. And it may be the beginning where we're going to start seeing a lot of people panicking and trying to make deals, or it may be that everybody's agreed this is going to be the sacrificial lamb. Kevin Kleinsmith gets to go spend a little time in a minimum security federal prison, and everybody else walks free on this thing. But anyway, Kleinsmith, who was assigned to the Russia investigation, plans to admit he altered the email, and Kleinsmith's lawyer said that he made a mistake while trying to clarify facts for a colleague. Pretty weak there, anyway. Now, as we get into the campaign here, and of course, this weekend, the Democratic convention is starting up. We have to take a good look at the candidates, and especially in the case of the Democrats, we have to take a good look at that vice presidential candidate, because of the very real possibility that she could wind up in the Oval Office within the next 4 years. So now's the time to look back at Joe Biden on his gun control agenda, because, as you know, ever since coronavirus and the rioting that's going on, Americans, law-abiding Americans, are arming up. There's been an increase in concealed carry permits. Forbes magazine estimates that 20 million Americans are now carrying as part of their everyday life. Now, the flip side of this is that Joe Biden's 2020 campaign has been perhaps the most radically anti-Second Amendment campaign on record. Biden is very proud of his role in spiriting the 1994 gun ban into passage. If he's elected, we will see an expansion of the power of the federal government and attacks on the rights of Americans that will not be restricted to the ownership of firearms. As president, Biden would resume the Obama-era attacks on the suburbs ended by President Trump. He gives citizenship and voting rights to nearly 30 million illegal aliens and use the Federal Reserve to address a racial wealth gap. All right, so three things you need to know about Kamala Harris, Biden's VP pick. Kamala Harris viciously went after journalists who exposed Planned Parenthood via undercover videos. Remember when Project Veritas got all those people at Planned Parenthood on videos admitting they were selling baby parts to other laboratories, to artificial flavoring companies? I mean, just all kinds of weird stuff that was out there. Well, serving as California's attorney general in 2015, Harris opened an investigation and sued journalist David Daleiden through an unprecedented application of an eavesdropping law. Now, Harris has a shoddy Me Too record, as you're probably already aware. She stated publicly she believed the women who were accusing Joe Biden sexual indiscretions until, of course, she was tapped to be Biden's VP. And now, of course, it's no longer an issue for her. Now, let's see. Despite the full court press from the mainstream media suggesting otherwise, Harris is a full-blown far-left radical. And she's an extremist on issues like abortion, immigration, guns, religious freedom, and health care. On abortion, like many Democrats, Harris voted against the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, an act meant to prevent infanticide in the U.S. On immigration, Harris suggested that there was a perception that ICE is administering its power in a way that's causing fear similar to the KKK. Now, this one really caused the hairs on the back of my neck to stick up here, and this is coming out of stationgossip.com. Hillary Clinton doesn't rule out serving in a Biden administration. Quote, I'm ready to help in any way I can, end quote. And as a matter of fact, she had a little video interview with a setup that had been staged to look like an Oval Office interview, you know, with the desk in front and the row of books on the table behind and the drapes behind me. To me, it was a little obvious and heavy-handed. They were trying to make her look presidential. But in any event, she came on and said, yes, I'm ready to go and help rebuild America any way that I can in the Biden administration. I'm getting a distinct feeling that her efforts to seize the throne have stumbled rather badly, and she's still trying to find a way she can stage a political comeback. All right, let's talk about COVID-19 here, because that's still out there. And it's now been determined that taking people's temperatures upon entry to businesses and schools is rather pointless as a standalone measure to protect against the spread of COVID-19. And the practice can just as well be avoided to save time. This is coming from Dr. Anthony Fauci himself during a Facebook Live broadcast just yesterday. Now, the World Health Organization also yesterday said people shouldn't worry about contracting coronavirus from food or food packaging. Now, supposedly, we can contract it from each other. That's why we're all wearing these little masks. And we have to wash our hands because we can leave coronavirus all over everything we touch. Well, what about in the supermarket when somebody picks up a package and says, oh, this has monosodium glutamate, I can't eat this, and they put the package back? Have they not just contaminated that food wrapper? Or is World Health Organization just trying to mitigate the damage to the retail supermarket chains? So that's one of the problems, is the information we're getting is so conflicted and so self-contradictory. If we are contagious, if everything we touch is our contagious, everything we touch becomes contagious, then yes, food packaging that's been handled by other shoppers is potentially dangerous. That's just the way it is. The CDC is now admitting that face masks that have vents or valves do not prevent the spread of coronavirus. But hey, they got everybody to buy them up, right? Okay. Keep an eye on the TV. Apparently, Donald Trump's younger brother, Roger, is in the hospital in New York City. And apparently it's serious. It's not COVID, at least they're not saying. And apparently the president is on his way to visit him. All righty. Getting on back to politics here. The Progressive Caucus is not signing the Democratic Party platform at the convention. Apparently, they've arrived at loggerheads. And California Representative Ro Khanna and national co-chair of Bernie Sanders' 2020 presidential campaign, one of the most progressive members of the Democratic Party, said yesterday he will be voting against his own party's platform during the national convention. And the main reason he's voting against the platform, because it does not include Medicare for all. So the infighting has begun here. Okay, that's about Robert Trump, not Roger Trump, my mistake. Every year on 9/11, they will ring the two reflecting pools that represent the foundations of the World Trade Towers with lights and shine them up into the sky. This year, they're canceling it, and they're canceling it over concern the workers might get COVID-19. So they're canceling that. They're also canceling the reading of the names of all the victims. Now, I'm going to touch on this story very lightly, but Claire is going to be going into this in depth in hour number two. Apparently, the Trump administration has reportedly confiscated cargo on four oil tankers that were en route to Venezuela carrying Iranian refined oil products. And I have to stress that because Venezuela's got plenty of oil. What they lack is refining capability. And Iran has refineries, and so apparently there's a little bit of a trade going on there. But the United States has basically stopped these four oil tankers at sea to confiscate their contents. Now, because there is technically no state of war either with Venezuela or Iran, I think under international law, this constitutes an act of piracy. So, as I said, Claire will go into this in more detail in hour number two. Over in Great Britain, the movement for a free and independent Scotland is heating up again. Remember the last time they had a referendum and there was massive, massive vote fraud going on. And they're getting ready to try again. And Nicola Sturgeon is out there with his independence drive. And Boris Johnson has ordered that all British government finance projects in Scotland to continue to fly the Union flag. Okay. So, let's I have a crack in my computer screen. Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible. All right. Anyway, over at Fort Hood, boy, they can't catch a break over there, can they? Apparently, two Fort Hood soldiers and one soldier from Fort Sam Houston were recently arrested as part of a two-day child sex trafficking ring in the latest bad news coming out of the Texas Army Post. The men were arrested and charged with prostitution when they arrived at a location where they believed they would be meeting up with underage girls who they were paying for sex. Got a real discipline problem there in the military. The two soldiers from Fort Hood, 25-year-old Specialist Anthony Xavier Antoine and 30-year-old PFC Timmy Jones Jr., were hit with felony charges of prostitution under the age of 18. The two men are being held in Bell County Jail on $50,000 bond. Meanwhile, 32-year-old Staff Sergeant Pierre Jean, a combat medic assigned to Fort Sam Houston, was charged with a Class A misdemeanor for prostitution. I guess rank does have its privilege, doesn't it? And the net is still going wild. Independent media, social media is still going wild over Kenan Hinant, who was the 5-year-old white boy shot and killed by this 25-year-old black neighbor in an execution-style shooting. And the father's gone public saying, you don't know what it's like to hold your kid in your arms where there's a gaping bullet hole in his head. Well, I remember a couple of photos from Israel and Gaza that illustrate that rather brilliantly. But apparently they've held the funeral now, and everybody's wondering, when is the corporate media going to pay attention to this? The corporate media is already there when they'll say there's been some white on black crime. Even if it's imaginary, it doesn't matter. It gets headline coverage. Here we have, and I mean, there is no gray area here. This 25-year-old black guy just walked across onto the property of this 5-year-old boy, or his family rather, pulled a gun, put it to his head, and pulled the trigger. There's not much gray area. They're still refusing to say what his motive was. I mean, he could be in the jail cell just screaming, I hate white people. And they're not going to let that out because they're pushing the agenda that white people are bad and evil and violent and black people are not. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about the economy. Spot silver surges above $28. It's still undervalued relative to gold. Could hit silver in the near term, could hit $50 in the near term. But according to Schiff, the fundamentals are still bullish for gold. Well, I can't even talk this morning. What's going on here? All right. Trump champions the national parks, signs a $3 billion a year conservation law. That would be really good. I do like our national parks. And meanwhile, Germany has warned the U.S. against imposing sanctions on Nord Stream 2, says no country has a right to dictate its energy policy. Well, Germany is absolutely right about that. Unfortunately, the U.S. government's attitude is, yeah, we're gonna make you buy your oil and gas from us, even though it's a poorer quality and more expensive. You will buy your oil and gas from us. And that's what happens when you have a failing empire, where they can't do what they used to do. We can't make the TVs we used to make. We can't make the computers we used to make. We don't even make the cars that we used to make. And so what do? We don't retool. We don't rebuild the manufacturing infrastructure. We go ahead and we just try and knock down the competition some way, either politically or economically, or if push comes to shove, declare war. That was the real motivations behind World War I and World War II, was to remove Germany as a manufacturing competitor with whom the rest of the world could not compete. So you think about that one for a while as the sabers get rattled. All right. Do you remember down in Texas there was the so-called Save James ruling? And it involved this divorced father and mother of 8-year-old James Younger. And there had been a previous ruling that said the father and mother had an equal say in his medical and psychological care. And the reason this was an issue is because the boy's mother wants to transition him to a female, and has already got him enrolled in school as a girl named Luna, and already subjecting him to transition therapy and medical procedures at the expense of the father. Well, apparently there's a new judge has reversed the previous ruling about equal say in medical psychological care and said the father must pay $5,000 a month to allow the mother to go ahead and transition the young boy. Now, the mother has forced James to live as Luna in a school surrounded by teachers and therapists who do not acknowledge that he has said multiple times to multiple people that he wants to be a boy and hates being forced to be a girl. So this, to me, is child abuse. If this kid wants to be his birth gender, and the mother, for whatever weird, twisted psychological reason, says, no, 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 I'm going to make you a girl, that mother does not own that child. That child has certain, you know, inalienable rights upon the moment of birth. And I do think it's child abuse. You know, I mean, he's eight. He's not even old enough to know what gender and sex is really all about yet. Now, when he gets to be 18, 19, and he decides, hey, I want to be a woman, that's an entirely different story. That's his choice. But to have it forced on him because it's trendy, because it's the fashion, that's child abuse. It really, really is. All righty, you've probably been told over the years that saturated fat is the cause of heart disease. And now they're backing off and saying, well, maybe, maybe not. And what makes red meat dangerous is the excess amount of iron. And that could be the culprit in heart disease. So they're saying now too much iron leads to heart attack. And the saturated fats are not the villain that they were once thought. Connected car cyber attacks have skyrocketed, up 99% in the past year, almost double. And they were able to connect to the test car via the internet, remotely control the car's heated seating, fans, air conditioning, and heated steering wheel, and probably thinking, well, what's the big deal with that? Well, here's the problem. With cars that have automated parking systems or collision avoidance systems, those can be hacked as well, and the car can be taken over and, for example, driven into a tree. That would be a way to fake a car accident to kill somebody. And say, oh my goodness, the reckless driving. They were just speeding and they got killed. All right, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines now. So if you want to call on in, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Elon Musk is riding the excitement of the Dragon demo, the crewed demo. And he's now out there saying, we're going to go to the moon. We're going to have a base on the moon. We're going to send people to Mars. Yep. I think Elon Musk is this generation's version of Howard Hughes, just into a little bit of everything and just doing all this amazing stuff. And I certainly wish him well. I really do. He does show what privatization can do when the government keeps its hands off here. All righty. There are five new studies of CBD that reveal why so many are choosing it over big pharma drugs. Claire uses it. Says it's working for her as well here. And again, big pharma can't make money off the stuff that occurs in nature. They want synthetic chemicals of dubious efficacy and safety, but they can patent them and, you know, make big profit off of them. I remember not too long ago, there was an effort by big pharma to start patenting naturally occurring chemicals. And that kind of fizzled in the court system, fortunately. There's a new show on Discovery Channel, as a matter of fact. Jim Belushi, John Belushi's brother, is apparently embarking on a new career as a marijuana farmer. So he's got a farm up there in Oregon where recreational marijuana is now legal. And he's a legal grower. And so that's going to be interesting to tune into and see what happens there. So anyway, I should have moved to Oregon instead of Indiana. Instagram has been hit with a $500 billion class action lawsuit accusing the Facebook-owned platform of illegally harvesting up to 100 million users' biometric data. And apparently the problem has to do with the photo tagging tool that allegedly stores facial recognition data. The lawsuit filed in state court in Redwood City, California, accuses the company of collecting, storing, and profiting from biometric data of more than 100 million Instagram users. We have to take a break for commercials. We have a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Hey, gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go to the phones now to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I saw this morning, I believe I forwarded it to you, that up in Seattle, Black Lives Matter was now going to white homes and saying, you need to get out of here. You need to give your homes to black people. This was used to be a black neighborhood. Now it's not. You need to give your homes, you know, to black people.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's also, I said a couple of things yesterday, where there seems to be now a rash, there's just like the three or four now in the last 2 months, of black workers in retirement old folks' homes that are beating the dog crap out of women and men in their 70s and 80s while they're bedridden and stealing from them, but beating them, injuring one guy, killed the guy to death. The guy died from the injuries. The other thing is, Mike, listen, everybody agrees if Black Lives Matter was about police brutality and that applies to everybody, I'm with them, you know. The police have to be managed better. But I want to bring up a point here, and the point is we know what the statistics are, even though the chosen run media doesn't ever tell them or us what the real statistics are. 54% of all the murders, more than 50% of all the rapes, 90% of all the violent gun crimes. Last year, 500,000 plus crimes, violent crimes against white people, and white people only did like 40,000 in return. So 10 times what the cross-racial attacks are. At any rate, we're never being told these, and they feel entitled by the media, which has an agenda to get white people, frankly. The Jewish media has an agenda to get the white people and are using this group. But the point I want to make, whenever they say that, I want to say, well, look, I know the police are bad and they have to be managed better. But you know what? And they're militarized, and, you know, I'm against that too. But how much of this massive crime, you know, rate that they're perpetrating, how much of the police aggressiveness is because of that? Is because the fact that they're dealing with a very violent subculture actually gets their props, quote, from standing up to them, resisting, whatever, and is wildly disproportionate in violent crime. So how much of the police brutality that other people, other than black people, get from the police is a direct result of their conditioning of having to deal with the ultra-violent black people? Then the other thing, I mean, you know, that's a legitimate question to ask. The other question is of course, why we're not being told about this. Why isn't this common knowledge that these astronomically catastrophic numbers of violence and crime, why they think that they're being put upon, and they think that, you know, but every time, and then also it's a culture that gives us Tawana Briley and Bubba Wallace and Jussie Smollett. Regularly we get that. It's getting to the point, this thing in Seattle when they're demanding that people give their homes, it's almost like South Africa now.
Yes, it's getting there.
And without recompense, that's what they're demanding down there, and the government now agrees with them down there. They can confiscate all the farmers, white farmers' property without any compensation. By the way, they encourage murder, you know. How far are we from that up here?
Not too very far at all.
You know, nobody hears the stories about the beatings in the old folks' homes or you know, what have you. They just don't run the stories.
No, they don't. They're still not running that story about that 5-year-old white boy who was shot execution style by his 25-year-old black neighbor. I mean, the internet, the independent media is making a big deal about that. Corporate media hasn't covered it. Now, I will grant you, corporate media did cover the attack on the Ronald McDonald House by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And I'm glad that they did, because I think that shows the true character of what these organizations are really all about.
Mike, just before I cut off here, you know, back in last November or October in Minneapolis, there was a black guy in a mall, a big mall, multi-storied indoor mall, and was apparently hitting on, white women or something, and had been refused. And his reaction to that was he went up to a 5-year-old white boy and threw him over the balcony onto the floor below, just picked him up and threw him over, a helpless little kid.
That's
nobody heard about that either.
No, we didn't hear about that one. Anyway, Peter, thank you for the phone call. We've got to let you go and take another break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones here to Jim in Illinois. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
You know, I just read that story where that man, 25 years old, who shot that kid 5 years old for riding his bicycle on his lawn. Michael, you are 100% correct. That is not in the mainstream media.
No.
You know, and you mentioned about the McDonald House, Ronald McDonald House in Chicago. The local news in Chicago, they really under-recovered that story. And another story that no one's even talking about, Northwestern Hospital, which is located downtown Chicago, hundreds of workers were unable to go to work that day because of the rioting. And those
yes.
stories, hardly anyone is talking about.
But Susan Rice insists these are all peaceful protesters.
Say it again, please.
Susan Rice insists these are all peaceful protesters.
Yeah, like hell. But getting back to the story regarding the kid 5 years old, I mean, that should be in every single newspaper, not only in this country, but throughout the world.
Well, it is getting covered in other parts of the world. It's just being concretized here in the United States.
Yeah, and again, like you stated, if that was a white guy shooting a black kid, they would be rioting right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just don't get it. Everything is still damn upside down. But again, the corporate media, they're not doing their job, and that's why I very seldom, you know, listen to them. So, Michael, you take care and have a nice weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to social media and the abuses of the aforesaid here. Twitter is facing a potential $250 million fine for, quote, inadvertently, end quote, taking users' contact info for advertising. And apparently they were using phone numbers and emails from its users to target advertising, according to a new filing with the Federal Trade Commission. Now, over 1 billion Android phones may be at risk of 400 Achilles vulnerabilities that let hackers turn the handsets into spying tools. And they shouldn't do that because that's, after all, that's the government's job to do that here. So security researchers are warning over 1 billion Android phones are at risk of becoming a spying tool for hackers. The team found 400 vulnerabilities in Qualcomm's Snapdragon chips, which are staples in the smartphones. The flaws, collectively called Achilles, allow cybercriminals access photos, videos, location data, and other sensitive details on the handset. Realize how useful that is. If they have your handset and they know that you're over at Disneyland, then they know that it's safe to break into your home. That's a real problem. Let's see. First uncovered by the firm Checkpoint, experts say users only need to install what seems like a benign app, but is actually riddled with malware that lets hackers launch their attacks. So you've got to be careful what you load into your Android phones. Apple tries to keep an eye on that by having everything go through their app store, but even they have been caught. They've even been caught a few times themselves. Okay. Alrighty. Now, here's what's really interesting. A number of telescopes, government agencies have been shut down amid increased asteroid threat. And we have been hearing recently how more and more asteroids are being detected coming close to Earth. But at the same time, because of the coronavirus pandemic, a lot of telescopes and observatories around the world are closed down. Now, the Arecibo Observatory has been rendered inoperable after sustaining damage. It was a cable that snapped and literally tore a 100-foot-long gash in the dish itself, further fueling the problem. That's not going to be fixed overnight, unfortunately. So keep your eyes to the skies. Who knows what's coming in? Okay, Ghislaine Maxwell, which probably you're just as tired of hearing about her as I am. And she's complaining that she's being mistreated in jail because of Epstein's suicide, and her lawyers want her moved into the general population. And apparently that has now happened. She's been taken off suicide watch and is now in the general prison population. I'm certainly glad I'm not carrying her life insurance policy at this point here. All right. The judge has shot down Ghislaine Maxwell's latest attempt to delay the unsealing of potentially explosive documents Wednesday after her legal team claimed they had discovered critical new information that would impact both her criminal sex trafficking case and her civil defamation case. Trying to keep things under wrap, and the judge is saying nope. Okay, over in California, there's been a recent swarm of earthquakes on the San Andreas Fault, and seismologists are saying the chance of a larger quake is significantly elevated. The big one is making headlines once again. Now, Claire and I lived in Southern California for most of our married life together, and we went through some big earthquakes, including the Northridge earthquake. But I remember back then it was always, you know, San Andreas, San Andreas, San Andreas. And in fact, when the Northridge quake hit, our first thought was, this is the big one on the San Andreas fault, but it really didn't happen. So they're saying the area is overdue for a big one. We know that they are, and all you can do is be prepared to deal with the quake, which we found in the aftermath of the Northridge quake that a lot of our friends and neighbors just absolutely were not well prepared for that. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. There's a lot of things on my mind. I'll get to that five-year-old kid, and your one caller is right. They'd be riding all over the whole United States of America. And yeah, Mike, you said something you wanted to maybe move to Oregon. I don't think you want to move to Portland, do you? And I don't think you want to get
no,
up
not Portland. No, yeah, Oregon farming country. Oregon farming country.
You know, it's funny. Belushi's brother died of a speedball, didn't he, John?
Yeah.
You know, he goes figure, runs in the family, I guess. you know, getting to this, Mike, you know, if you make a buck, what the heck, it takes a schmuck to make a buck, I guess. But, you know, Mike, let's get back to, there's a few things really I got to weigh on. But, first off, yeah, if you went to Oregon, Mike, your vote wouldn't count. You'd get a blue state. Your state, that state's gone probably the next 100 years, like California and Washington State. They're all a bunch of leftist freak shows over there. Antifa's running wild. Black Lives Matter's running wild over there. They hate the Constitution. They hate anything that has to do with the Founding Fathers. But here, Mike, and I'm going to go back. I want to talk about this guy, Chris Hahn, this putz schmuck that was on Fox today. He was talking about this.
Tom? Okay, you keep fading in and out a little bit. Are you keeping the microphone the same distance from your mouth?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you much better now. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, well, anyway, Michael, what I'm saying is this putz, Chris Hahn was on there on Fox News saying this is all going to come down to the coronavirus, and this is already in the fix, and the old people are going to go turn against Trump because of the coronavirus. And here this guy's Chucky Schumer, Schmucky Schumer, this guy, Chris Hahn, he's on Fox News all the time, and he's saying how that Trump's going to lose the senior vote because of the coronavirus. This is all set up by the demon rats 2 years ago. Nobody talks about the Hong Kong flu in 68. The media is a bunch of filthy liars. You know, Mike, think about this. If Donald Trump and the conservatives in this country had one major network, ABC, NBC, or CBS, and ran the story about that five-year-old boy, little boy on his bicycle, getting murdered in cold blood by an animal, do you know how many people Donald Trump would get to vote for him? It'd be a massive landslide. But again, he doesn't have one major network backing him up, except maybe OAN, One American News, because Fox is a bunch of leftists too. One American News is the only one who talks highly about Trump, what he's done with immigration. You got all these callers calling in. All the callers that call in, I noticed, Mike, they're all from blue states. Their states are gone for the next 50 years minimum, okay? You're in an Indiana state where your vote does count because if you don't want to vote, you don't have to vote. But if you want to vote Republican, your vote's going to count. If you're going to be a vote Democrat, well, you know what? You can maybe sometimes turn the state. But you know what? This is all about the vote, Mike. That guy Chris Hahn threw out his hand today, that Hahn, that schmuck, that putz. He's a putz schmuck is what he is. And he's got his big bald head, thinks he's Mr. Know-It-All. The guy looks evil as hell. And, you know, getting back to that little boy, though, Mike, a five-year-old little boy getting shot in his head in front of his sisters. His two sisters are standing right next to him, Mike. What are you going to say to those little girls? That Afro-Americans are wonderful? Hey, Mike, by the way, every one of you and your callers, and Mike, the controller guy, what you were, I hope you guys will watch that video I just got done watching last night called Uncle Tom with Larry Elder and Candace Owens. It's going to blow you. Mike, if they put that in the colleges, I believe Donald Trump would get 50, 60% of the black vote. I really do. If Larry Elder was able to give that copy to every Afro-American in this country, I will guarantee you that Donald Trump will get 50% of the black vote with Uncle Tom. That documentary is going to shake the core of this country if it ever gets out of massive amounts. If it gets out into like the 25 to 30 million range, you're going to see a massive movement in this country with the blacks because they've been played and suckered for the last 75 years. They've been played like suckers, like a Tootsie Roll. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on. When I watched that documentary last night, Mike, I was just floored. John F. Kennedy would be worse than Ronald Reagan or Donald Trump if he was president today. You know that?
Yeah.
With the way he was talking about the monetary system and all that, Kennedy. But I advise you and everybody to watch Uncle Tom. It's on DVD. My buddy bought it. I watched it. We had a popcorn and rib party. It was excellent. And we even had some fish. And I mean, it was a great it's about an hour and 10 minutes. It's very well done. Candace Owens is outstanding. You got Colonel West in there. I mean, it's really a wonderful done documentary. And it's exposing these liberal demon rats for what they're trying to do right now with this election. Oh, by the way, Kamala Harris, I watched a video of her today, tearing Joe Biden up here in South Florida in that first debate. She was calling this guy an out-and-out racist, and now she's his running mate, Mike. That's the hypocrisy of these dirty Democrats. And the demon rats.
And the media,
filth that they
Washington
perpetrate.
Post is already out there trying to say that, no, Kamala Harris never called Joe Biden a racist. I mean, they really do think that we have no long-term memory out here in the American society. that whatever they tell us today is what we'll believe.
Hey, Mike, you know, listen, I know I call your show a lot, and I complain about who's in control. You know, there's a lot of Anglo, I don't know if they're Christian, I don't know what they are. There's a lot of them that are in control, too. But I tell you, for a minority that the schmucks are, 2 or 3% of the population, boy, do they control an awful lot of the communications of this country. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
It's horrifying, tell you the truth. Like I told you, Mike, they will never allow, Israel would never allow. And by the way, Donald Trump signed that. They got a peace agreement now with the Arab Emirates. I think that's a good thing. But Donald
Netanyahu
Trump
is already backing out into the provisions.
Well,
there was a provision in there that Israel would cease efforts to exert sovereignty over the West Bank, and Netanyahu's already saying, no, that's not going to change anything that we're doing there.
Well, you got to remember, Mike, the Israelis got a thing called, they have a thing called the Samson option. You know, I'm sure you're aware of that. So you can
they'll just knock it all down.
Yeah, they'll just knock it all down with neutrons. So, you know, getting back to the Democratic Party, though, in this country, what they're trying to do to Trump, you're going to have a guy like Biden and Kamala Harris who want unfettered immigration. And California's got 8 million, Mike, 9 million illegals in the state. How does a white guy or a black guy have a chance getting jobs over there? And you know what? All these blacks, I would like the black caller to call in and tell me, how is it feasible that the black leadership in California is not trying to stop all these illegals coming here, taking the jobs away from them and the water and the housing? These people are not coming to help the Afro-Americans in this country, I don't believe. Do you?
No, they're not.
Exactly. And, you know, what's going on? And you know, like I said, Mike, the Jesse Smollett got away with the filth that he did. Now you got a black guy shot a little five-year-old boy in the head in front of his two sisters, Mike. That is the most horrible. That's one of the most horrible things I ever heard in the news. I tell you the truth.
Yes.
I think that's one of the most appalling things. And, Mike, the crime rate, like Peter saw, the crime rate these blacks committed. Oh, by the way, Mike, when I went to Cuba, I asked my wife's family, you know that, because she has family over there. And I tell you, Mike, you know what she told me? Oh, that all used to be white neighborhood. All the houses where I went in Cuba, they're all like, most of them look like shacks, Mike. Something like, there's people in the ghetto in Harlem live better than these people over there, I guarantee you. And the biggest rundown shack in the United States is like a mansion compared to Cuba. And, Mike, all the whites flee. They came to Miami, South Florida. You think they want another communist government? They don't want it, Mike. They already went through it. I was there. I seen it with my own eyes. I can tell you everything about that place. It's appalling what the commies did to that island. It's destitution, man. Forget the prostitution. It's destitution. No, hardly anything to eat or anything over there. And it was a paradise in the 50s.
Yes.
It was a
mecca. that's when the mafia was in there. They were trying to turn it into the Las Vegas of the Caribbean.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I've seen it with my own eyes. And when you go to Havana, Mike, you think like it looks like an atomic bomb blast. Some of those areas in Havana. It's unbelievable. I mean, don't get me wrong. What they do is amazing with the cars and stuff. It's incredible how they can get a car still running that from the 50s. It's truly amazing. They improvise, and their ingenuity as far as fixing things is incredible. I must say that. They get the old tractors are still running over there. It's just amazing. So I got to give them a lot of accolades for that. But getting back to it, Mike, we're not hearing that one major network is talking about this little boy. If it would have been a black boy like your last, caller called in, and a white guy, a 25-year-old white racist man would have shot a little black 5-year-old boy, Mike, every city, I'm believing every city in the lower 48 would be on fire right now. Where there's a black population.
Well, it's up to us to get that story out there. Not because I want to start writing in all the cities here, but we need to shame the corporate media into understanding that we see the bias, that we see the agenda. That they're trying to demonize white people and portray blacks as the victims, and it's just not so.
It's true, Michael, what you're saying. And, you know, listen, I keep telling you this, if these billionaires, some of these guys like Trump, who's got billions of dollars, and he can get maybe like 10 other white guys that are conservative, have conservative principles, to buy one of these major networks like ABC. If Donald Trump can get control of ABC Network and put the narrative out on a major primetime channel that's been established for 70 years.
Look, Thomas Edison, when he invented the movie projector, he didn't never thought that the Jews were going to take over the whole movie industry, did he?
Thomas Edison didn't invent the movie projector. He invented the movie camera.
The movie camera.
Yeah, he invented the movie camera. But he was very concerned that other people were going to steal it, and he formed the Motion Picture Patents Company. And unfortunately, a lot of the New York fur traders who were, yes, we'll admit it, were Jewish, basically grabbed onto it, started making their own cameras and entertainments, and they moved out west to get away from Edison's lawyers, and that's why the Center of Filmmaking moved from the East Coast to Hollywood.
Thank you for telling me that, Michael. I really didn't know all that. That's informative information, because what's going on here is how they're the minority is telling the majority what to do.
Okay, Tom, I got to let you go. I got to let you go. We got a commercial break. Got another caller, and then the lady clear at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women and children. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mike. I didn't call about this, but tell you, that story about that young 5-year-old boy in North Carolina just breaks my heart.
Yes.
You know, I if you want to say anything, is kind of break this country into civil wars and stuff like this.
Well, I think we have an obligation to get that story out there.
Yes, absolutely. We do. You do, in particular, since you're in the media, and I hope that you're successful at that. But that is just absolutely breaks my heart. To think of that young boy was standing out in front of that house with his two sisters and was shot in the head by that idiot because he supposedly rode his bicycle across that idiot's lawn. It's incomprehensible.
They're not saying what the motive was. They're not saying what the motive was, but... you know, even so, riding a bicycle across some guy's lawn does not justify that kind of a response. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. There's something else going on inside that guy's head.
Very quickly, I spoke with you last week about installing a Raspberry Pi. I bought a Raspberry Pi computer, and I'm installing it right now. It looks like it's going to run. I'm going to like it a lot. It's just a low-power computer. I'm going to run with all these other computers I have around here. Yeah, it looks very nice. Okay,
yeah, that's fun.
About the Santa... Yeah, about the San Andreas fault system. There is a San Andreas, a main fault, but that's not the only fault. In fact, you live down there and you ought to know this, but there are, in Southern California in particular, there are a number of minor faults that splay off of the main fault. And the Northridge fault is one example. If you look at a map of these things, they break off and arcuate with patterns off of the main fault, and so they're curved. In other words, and these things create quite a bit of stress. And if you notice that a lot of the earthquakes that occurred down there in Southern California occur not on the main linear fault system, but they occur on these arcuate splays off of the main fault. That's what happened at Northridge, and that's what happened in other places. And you see some of that happening up there around San Francisco as well, but most of that happens down there in Southern California. So when you hear people... express concern about earthquakes along the San Andreas Fault. You have to understand that that it's a very complex system, and most of those faults earthquakes are occurring not on quote the main fault, which is a right linear transform fault that runs up from the Gulf of California and up through San Francisco and into the Northwest into the Pacific, They're occurring on these minor faults of these false plays, and those are where the really major earthquakes are occurring down there. And most of those are really clustered down there around L.A. And there are a lot of them. You were down there. You said when the Northridge quake occurred, right?
Yes, we were, and we lost about half of everything that we had there. But the reason they're concerned about the San Andreas Fault is because if you look at the geological map, just above the San Fernando Valley, the San Andreas Fault has that curious little dip in it, which is kind of a hook. And so they're saying that's where the big one is likely to come from. Anyway, Kelly, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. Back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.